Yes, it is.
Hello there. How are you? It's Kim and Anna and Clint from Mix 92.9.
Well, hi. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you very much for your support.
What time is it over there?
It is 4:46.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
My goodness. What is it hot? What's it like over there right now?
It's the 98 plus.
Oh,
wow.
Boy, oh, boy, and we complain here if it gets over 75.
Yeah.
Most of us are so ignorant of how things are over there. When we were getting put through to talk to you, the guy said, we're going to transfer you into the box. Hold on.
Yeah, the box. You go into the box to talk to people.
Is it a phone booth, or is it like a big box, actually?
Well, it's like a big voice box. We don't see it. It's in the telephone line.
My goodness. Now, Rita, tell us, first of all, are you allowed to tell us where you are right now?
Yes, I'm in my office. We're using this phone here. And I'm at Camp Arif John, Kuwait.
You're in Kuwait?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. And where do you live stateside when you are not in Kuwait?
Lebanon, Tennessee. Awesome town.
We thought we recognized that accent.
That's right. We love Lebanon, Tennessee. I bet they miss you in Lebanon.
I don't know, but I know I miss them.
Oh, I bet. How long have you been gone from here?
Since January, the first part of January.
Well, you do miss a lot of people here, I'm sure, but you have one of the most unique situations in all of the people deployed in the military right now, in that you get to serve overseas with your son.
It's an oddity, and I really didn't think about it when we left,
but
being in the same unit.
Either way. Is he there?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you think about serving with your son? And then we want to hear what he thinks about serving with you. And you can't listen to that part, so he can be honest.
It's a privilege to serve with him. He's a good soldier, and I'm very proud of him. And
tell him to make his bed?
I do still tell him to make his bed if he needs to, but no, we still have a good mother-son relationship, but we have a good working relationship also.
That is cool.
And I will tell him to straighten his uniform, or the mother in you does that.
Rita, what are your responsibilities over there?
I'm the legal administrator for the Brigade Judge Advocate Office. I work with other attorneys, judge advocates, and we have several paralegals in the office, and they are the top, above the bar. They're just really good.
Now, how did that work out? Was he already serving, and he said, "Hey, Mom, why don't you come with me?" Or was it the other way around? How'd this work?
Well, it just he went to the unit, and then later on, shortly before the unit deployed, I was put into the unit to go also. And that's just how it worked. There wasn't any planned madness to it. It's just where they needed the people to go and do the mission.
Right.
Yeah. Do you both work in an office?
Yes, he works in supply, and I work in the legal office.
Well, could we say hi to him?
Yes, you can. Hold on.
Hello, how are you doing?
How are you?
Doing good, ma'am.
You know, it's 98 degrees there. I hate to break it to you, but it's 55 degrees in Lebanon, Tennessee right now.
Well, that is kind of sad, but I prefer heat any day.
Oh, really?
So now I got to know, though, man, if you're serving in Kuwait with your mom, is that pretty rough, like when all the guys are together and they're like, hey, we're going to go and we're going to play some poker. I got to go ask Mom.
Oh, yeah. It's a little different. There's this bus line that we ride. It's a Scooby-Doo bus. And she was on the bus, and everyone found out that she was my mom, and the whole bus got a big kick out of it. So,
what do the guys say to you?
oh, that mama's boy, you know, the whole rousing, but it makes no difference to me. They still got to salute her, and I go up and hug her.
you just say back to them, you know what, dude, my mama wears army boots.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. She probably still whoop me.
I'm sure she'd agree with that statement. Hey, what are you going to do for Mother's Day?
What is it? Stepladder and age, it never matters.
That's right. There you go.
What are you going to do for her for Mother's Day?
Well, I usually get her flowers and attend church, and we'll go out to eat. But flowers are out of the question here. All you have is sand.
Yeah.
And food. It's not too good, but they have a free place that you can always go eat at, and that's the Defect. So I'm going to take her over there, and we're going to attend church and maybe catch a movie.
Awesome.
You getting good movies over there?
Well, after y'all get them, but we do get good movies after a while.
Has Avatar come out in Kuwait yet?
Oh yeah. Let's see. Let me look at the calendar. This today, well actually tomorrow, Battle and Water for Elephants and Lincoln Lawyer and Fast Five and Prom are playing.
Oh, these are all brand new.
They're brand new movies, man.
They're not. They just came out here in the last couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, we're not too far behind the world. I mean, granted, you know, it is a little delay, but I mean, it's something to watch and take up time.
Wow. Corey, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Being a 25-year-old away from where you grew up and halfway around the world, if your mom weren't there, would that make a big difference in how homesick you felt, or would you be missing more things here at home, or does that really help a lot?
Well, considering my last deployment, I didn't have her. It was a lot different, and I was away from friends, family. I got separated into an entity of five people, and I was working casualty operation and mortuary affairs, and doing this with my mother here, it makes a whole lot of difference. It's funny how you take things for granted, and then but this time I'm not, and it makes everything so much more bearable.
Would you recommend that all military members take their moms into the battle zone?
No, there are some disadvantages now. Don't get it wrong.
But here's what I'm thinking. All right, you guys have to go out there, and you got to fight these guys, and you're up against bad guys all the time. I'm thinking if you had, 12,000 moms over there with paddles, that Middle East was whipped into shape in, 3 days.
Game over.
That's right. Yep. They'll be sitting down writing sentences by Sunday.
Oh, man, I don't know. That'd be a different war, I tell you.
It'd be nice if things could get solved that way, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Hey, Corey, we're working with an organization called Operation Homefront. Are you familiar with them?
Operation Homefront. Is that similar to Yellow Ribbon?
Yeah. Kind of like that. And they help out
okay.
a lot of they help out the families back here, and it's a lot of fundraising. It's a great organization, and it really gives our listeners a chance to help the families and of course, the troops. And I wonder if you could kind of share your input as to how important it is to make everybody feel like they've really done their best to support the families.
Well, I think, in my personal opinion, I think that any time that you help a soldier member that's deployed is better for the soldier. I mean, he's that person, he or she, they're deployed, and they're away from their family, and, the time difference and the ability to even call back home is very hard. So my point of view is anytime you can help someone that's away from home and having problems is a better person in my book.
That's fantastic.
What is it that you'd like to know that is being done for your family here at home that would ease your mind? Are you married?
I am not at this time. Maybe looking into it, but not at this time.
Say you had a wife and kids. Say you had a wife and kids back home in Lebanon. What would it? You got?
I have a girlfriend and a daughter.
Oh, you
do? There you go. Now
okay.
we're talking.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell us a little bit about your little girl.
Well, she actually took her first four steps continuously right before I left that morning. And I'm Skyping, you can Skype here. So I actually got to see your takeoff running in 4 months' time. So, you know, missing that and not being there, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit. But, you know, you just drive on. And she was born my last deployment while I was deployed. So everything's a little different. And missing out on that is difficult, but it's I know there's an end to the madness, and I'm just waiting till that end.
What would it take if you could say, hey guys, while I'm not there to take care of my family, I would like you to maybe help make sure that they're taken care of. What would it take for us to maybe do to help them to make you feel a little more at ease?
I don't know. I took care of most because I was deployed previously.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in their first deployments, you know, they don't know what to expect or plan for. I had everything mapped out of what all I would take care of and everything, and I was
like
more prepared this
stuff,
time.
Like yard Hello? Work, things like that?
Oh, no. There's no yard. We actually moved to a smaller apartment because I wasn't going to be there. And,
got it.
Set up everything, automatic withdrawals and stuff like that. And my bank, I bank through Wilson Bank and Trust, and they are outstanding people to work with. And they've assisted me
time.
So many times.
Carrie, is your mom still there with you?
Say again?
Is your mom still there with you?
Oh, yeah, she's right here.
I'm just wondering if either of you have a message you would like to share, since everybody in Middle Tennessee is listening to you right now.
Is there any message we'd like to share back home? She's got a list of them. Apparently, she's been thinking on this. Hold on. I'll let her tell you.
Mom's always prepared. And thank you for your time, Corey. Let's talk to your mama real quick.
Chief Wilson?
Hello.
Yes.
Now you have
Hello.
A did you have a message you wanted to share with Middle Tennessee, since everybody's listening to you right now?
Thank everyone for all the support that they give the soldiers and the airmen, the National Guard, the Army, and their families that are back home. It's hard on us, but we stay so busy that time passes fast, and our families at home, anything that, even a kind word, sometimes is good, just to let them know that they have somebody over here who misses them as much as they're missing us. That's all.
Live
we really appreciate
Kuwait.
The support. We've
so
gotten
much.
A lot of things from Tennessee, from the churches, from friends and family, and Russell Baldwin is an attorney there for Fastberry and Sims, and his little girls write him letters, and his wife, and he's got pictures, and the Girl Scouts sent 100 boxes of cookies, and we have a resiliency center that's ran by our chaplain,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so appreciated. The other soldiers just really appreciate it. I do, too, that there are families and people who support us who are not, who do not have family members deployed, but they feel the pain of the family members.
Oh, well,
wow.
We send you our love, our prayers, our support, anything you need. We hope we'll be there for you in any capacity. And it's been an honor talking to both you and your son today live in Kuwait.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it so.
Happy Mother's Day, sweetie.
Thank you, hon.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.